This is the St. James Postcast.
I'm here.
No, this isn't roll call.
Oh.
I'm just saying that you're hosting.
Well, I already knew that.
All the fun from the radio broadcast and more. Powered by nacho cheese and blessed by baby Jesus.
All right, let's do this. Yes, my voice still recovering, but I am, in Matt Maher's words, I am alive and breathing and getting my job done. It's allergy season, really, what it is. Everyone got scared, like, oh, your voice, your throat, that's a symptom. Yeah, so is blinking and breathing and existing. Apparently, everything is a symptom. But my doctor reassures me it's simply allergies. Every year, my voice goes out about this time. So, yeah, it's like clockwork, all is well. But on with the show. So there's a fantastic song by a Christian artist, which is a great song. It's called Safe, but he's got a great name as well. In fact, I think he's got the coolest name in Christian radio right now. He goes by the name Neon Feather. It is so cool. I don't know why he goes by that, but he does. And it got me to thinking, like, man, how cool would it be to have a cool name like that? And so I asked producer Brady, what would be my cool name if I were to just invent a random one like that? And he says, without missing a beat, he says, my name would be Cheesy Crockpot because I'm addicted to nacho cheese and everything in my house comes out of a crock pot. So, how you doing? I'm Cheesy Crockpot. He should have let me go first because I changed mine on the spot. He says, what would you name me? And I says, well, right now I would name you Spiteful Assistance.
Hey, you're still here. Aw, we're gonna get a little attached. Borderline clingy.
All right, here's a question you don't get asked very often as an adult. What's your favorite color? Mine is very blatantly orange. It always has been, but not like the obnoxious road cone orange, more like the burnt orange, like the darker shade of I'm still a grown up, but I like color in my life, so I compromise and tone everything down. That color of orange, that's the one. Mandisa took to social media and she says her favorite color is sparkles. She would not enjoy my house at all. In fact, I banned glitter from the St. James home. After one Christmas, my wife decided to buy these glittery tree ornaments, a whole tub of them. And then I spent the next 3 months picking it out of the floor seams and corners of the floor. It was our very first and very last glitter Christmas. In fact, if my kids, my daughter, my five-year-old, if she wants to see glitter, she's got to go to the mall and see something shiny because she's not going to see it at home.
You're on the Postcast with Jeremiah St. James.
Prayer for a podcast. So, dear baby Jesus, wrapped in swaddling clothes, bless this podcast and all the ears this episode is tickling this week. And, you know, like, we love you and stuff. Amen. Hamana, 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 and all that.
Okay. That prayer should kick in soon. St. James
Postcast. Well, David Crowder, you know, Crowder, the musician, he says there's no freaking out in his house during the quarantine. He posted just recently, when you find you're forced in isolation with your loved ones, you learn something about them. Little did he know about his wife, she's apparently what he calls a closet prepper. He had pointed out the other day that they'd run out of toilet paper and she says, nope, we're fine. And then he pointed out, oh, we're getting low on ramen noodles. Yes, Crowder loves ramen noodles. And then she said again, yep, we're fine. And then he says, oh, we're getting low on disinfectant and sanitizer and the Lysols and stuff. And again, she says, nope, we're fine. He's like, where is all of this stuff coming from? Come to find out, she's a closet prepper. She has stored this stuff in his own garage for years, and he just never knew about it. Men, I'm sorry to say, but maybe it is true. Let's be honest with ourselves. If it's not right in front of our face, we probably will never see it.
Hey, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Make Jeremiah's mother proud for once.
Hey! Oh, yeah. You got a point.
This is the St. James Postcast.
Well, I know producer Brady does this during the workday. I don't know about you. Microsoft Solitaire turns 30 years old this week. And surprisingly, Microsoft says it still attracts 35 million players every single day. There are 35 million people every day playing Microsoft Solitaire, of all games. Most of those between the hours of 9 and 5 in office locations. But, you know, we're not judging anyone.
Connect with St. James on your social, Facebook, Twitter, and Insta. He was on TikTok for a hot minute, but the app deleted itself because he's too old.
Well, I'm sure you're like my family in that we pretty much have wipes in our car at all times. My wife even keeps them in her purse. In fact, the more children we have, I've noticed the larger her purse gets. It's getting bigger with every child, and I'm afraid if we have any more children, she's going to just start carrying around luggage. And that's expensive. children and luggage. They're both expensive. But we carry around wipes and also sanitizer. Are you like my family and you leave hand sanitizer in the car now, especially with everything going on? Well, it turns out it actually might be a no-no. Scientists have found out recently that if you leave hand sanitizer in the car, especially in the console where heat and sunlight will get to it, it actually renders it less effective over time because the alcohol leaches out of the hand sanitizer, which is the germ neutralizing agent in the entire mix. So if you've got hand sanitizer, maybe keep it in your pocket or in your pack and take it inside with you so it's just as effective tomorrow as it is today. Or if you're a fancy pants and you're just rolling in money, first, we should be friends. And second, I guess you could just buy a new one every day. But for the rest of us on a Dave Ramsey budget, I'll stick with protecting my dollar store sanitizer.
More of the St. James Postcast in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. See, that was fast and a total waste of time.
So I may have gotten mad at my kid for no reason the other day. We finally decided, okay, it's time to start taking her out and shopping. And so we take her on these little quick trips. And as everyone does, I'm sure as parents, we tell them, don't touch anything. Keep your hands to yourself, especially now. And keep your mask on. And we're going through the store and I couldn't see her. And of course I had that parent panic, right? It sets in like, oh man, where's my kid? Where's my kid? And then she taps me. She's like, Daddy, I'm right behind you. And then I get mad at her for no reason, as if it was her fault. I'm like, don't do that again. You gave me a panic. And she just looks at me like, what is wrong with this guy? I was 3 feet away. Well, I'm a parent and I'm tired and everyone is stressed out right now. That's what's wrong with me.
Subscribe and we'll go feed a hungry puppy. It's our own puppy, but we'll feed him. You're on the Postcast with Jeremiah St. James.
Well, my family drives a hybrid electric, and I never thought I would be an electric vehicle owner, and here we sit driving one and loving it because it's not so much a vehicle. It's fine. The vehicle's fine. It's just like any other rig, but what we love is the 55 to 65 miles a gallon. You cannot beat filling up once every 3 to 4 weeks. I kid you not. Just under once a month, we'll fill that thing up, and I put 12 gallons in it, and it costs me, you know, usually less than $20, depending on gas price. And I'm off and running for several weeks. And that's a family of four driving all over the place. Well, there's a new company that is actually producing a new electric rig. They call it the Endurance. It's a whole new manufacturer in the United States. And all they do is manufacture, as of right now anyway, a pickup truck. And I don't know if I could be one to drive an electric pickup truck because honestly, it would be weird. The whole point to having a big rig like a pickup truck, at least for me, is not only the power, but also the sound. You want that roar, right? When you hit down the pedal, you want to feel it and you want to hear it and you want all the other cars to be drowned out by your diesel exhaust. It's just part of owning a pickup truck. And this thing, you hit the pedal and I imagine it's like my rig where it's just silent. And that's not cool. It's not cool. I would be tempted to roll down my windows every time I went on a green light and just do my own roar just so it's not so quiet. And the fuel mileage. Oh, the fuel mileage. Can you imagine going from, I don't know, what does your pickup truck get? Somewhere around 12, 14, 19 if you're lucky and you never really pedal down. And then you go from, you know, spending the gas money on 14 miles a gallon to just plugging the thing in. The cost savings. Oh man. Okay. So maybe I might have to think about this. Maybe I am okay with an electric truck. Maybe I'll order an electric truck and have some sound effects built into it. And I get the best of both worlds.
We're glad you tuned in. We like to have a lot of fun around here. Jeremiah, tell our friends something funny.
Oh, my bank accounts.
Yeah, that's a total joke.
All right, our would you rather for the week is really a question of how much do you trust your inner dialogue? You know, those thoughts in your head that no one else hears but you? Well, they might, depending on how you answer the question. Would you rather speak your mind every time a thought comes into your head, it is out of your mouth? Again, how much do you trust your inner dialogue? Or the opposite, would you rather just not have any words at all and never speak again? Is it all of your words or none of them? Cast your vote, facebook.com/Jeremiah St. James.
Jump into the show. Tap voice message in the app or tap the link in show notes to send in your own comments. Thanks for tuning in for this episode. Find more at jeremiahstjames.co. Connect with St. James on your social, Facebook, Twitter, and Insta. @JeremiahStJames.